leader of the club, all the Disney news you need to know from two Disney geeks. I am Jessica.
I am Hula, and yes, the guns are out because the sun was out, so just FYI. It was very hot in Escondido where I live, so
yeah.
This is what you get.
It was a hot one in a lot of places today. I spent most of my day in Oceanside for Pride by the Beach. I was giving out hugs.
How'd that go?
So much fun.
Did you get a lot of hugs?
Yes.
Or were people... How are hugs with pandemic?
There were people wearing... Some people wore masks, but it was all outdoors, so it wasn't really weird. There might have been a couple people that just didn't want to get a hug because they were like, oh, I'm good.
Or like fist bump.
Yeah, totally. But most people were totally into it.
Oh, yeah, good.
So it was good. Really fun.
Did you feel like there was a lot more people out there?
There was a lot of people out there. A lot of young people.
Oh,
so to explain this, it was my first event with this group called Free Mom Hugs. Literally, they go to different Pride events across the country and they give out hugs. That's all they do. And
Aww. They're
just there to spread love. They're parents that are just there to spread love and acceptance to the LGBTQ+ community. I've been wanting to volunteer with them for a long time. Today was my first event and it was so much fun. Today they had an Oceanside, a Pride by the Beach, and we were there for that. And we were just giving out hugs. It was a free event. It was an all ages event. There were so many families. There was a lot of young kids. A lot of love. A lot of kids in high school, which I thought was really cool to see.
That's awesome.
Just being who they are. And it was so beautiful. And I'm so glad I got to go. And I gave a kajillion hugs. And it was
Yay. So
nice. I loved it so much.
That's awesome. I love that. That's great to hear. Good.
So that's.
But I mean, no offense, you know, with it being hot, not necessarily like strangers, but like after an event like that, I'd want to take a shower because I would have been all sweaty.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that as soon as I got home. I'm like, I should probably take a shower, but I didn't smell bad. Actually, everybody smelled really good.
Good. Good.
So I didn't have to worry about that as much as I would think. But I'm also like, my feet are sore because I was standing for 4 hours, I have not done.
That's a long time.
In a very long time.
Unless you're at a theme park.
Yeah, but even then you sit down for a little bit, you know, you go, but I was.
All right, you're walking around.
Straight up
moving,
standing for 4 hours. So it was a lot, but it was so much fun. And I'm going to do it again tomorrow at the fair. So I'm really excited.
Oh, yay. Good for
I'm
you.
Excited.
That's awesome.
Anyways, we are here for Disney news. Now, there's not much Disney news this week.
I mean, the thing that's gone viral.
And that's the first thing we're going to talk about. But we're also going to break down the newest episode of Obi-Wan and then the season premiere of Ms. Marvel. We have two Disney Plus shows to talk about this week.
And I'm loving every moment of it. Can I just tell you? Like, can we add a third? I'm trying to think of a Disney property that we could add. I mean, I finished up a little bit of Hollywood Stargirl.
Okay.
Because I felt like... There should, or maybe like, should there be a High School Musical the Musical or like,
yeah,
you know, something to add to the whole, like, just give me a trio
of something else. Yeah, it's not a bad point.
Yeah.
We have the Baymax show is in like 2 weeks.
Oh,
which I'm very excited about.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
And then in 2 weeks, we'll have, I will finally get to see the
Multiverse of Madness. Yeah.
The
22nd.
Yep.
Exciting stuff happening. Before we get there, though, Hula, how are you? How was your week? How was your weekend?
It's good. Honestly, everything's great. Just, you know, just still planning. You know what's funny is I know, and I've already said this before, like for those of us that are, you know, you and I, Jess, we talk about Disney a lot. It finally hit me today when I was, you know, it was a moment where I had 2 hours free and I just started scrolling through my TikTok and every swipe was a Disney thing. Every single moment was Disney news, somebody cosplaying. And I was like, wow, I'm really into this and I don't care. Like I'm loving every minute of it. From the cosplay to the this thing, I took a deep dive, but there are some former cast members that are talking about, because there was that viral thing we talked about last podcast with the Paris thing that happened with the proposal. Mm-hmm. Did we talk about that on this podcast?
I don't know if we talked about that Paris proposal. No, I didn't.
Okay. Oh, for some reason. Okay, maybe we did on at work.
Yeah, I don't think we did.
Because we showed it at my work. But yeah, so if you didn't see it, Paris, there was a proposal that happened where these two people were on the stage where it's supposed to be cast members only. Well, as soon as he got on his knee and was about to propose, the cast member rushed right in, grabbed the ring, and was like pointed to the out. You know, like, actually, you're not supposed to be here.
Right.
You need to do this from the bottom. Like, it'll be great from out of not in this area. So that's kind of what I saw a lot of people supporting and against him, but a lot of ex-cast members were like on his side, which makes sense to me. Like, if you're not supposed to be in an area, maybe first of all, ask permission.
Well, I heard get permission, but I don't know how reliable that is.
Well, supposedly, if he did get permission, normally the cast member who gave him permission is right there. And had that all transpired, and let's say that he didn't want to be there in front of the camera because there was somebody filming, the person who gave him permission would have said, yo, no, we're good. I got permission.
Yeah.
So where was that guy?
Okay.
If they supposedly got permission.
Yeah. That's what I wondered. I was like, that seems very odd that they would give permission for that in the first place.
Right. See, when I proposed to my wife, because I did propose at the castle at Disneyland, I told the photographer that was by the wishing well, because that's where I did it. I said, hey, I'm going to do this. And she recommended, like, hey, why don't I get a photographer just for you guys? Like, there'll be one for the people taking pictures of Snow White, but let me just get one for you, and we'll just stand around here pretending like we're taking pictures, and then, boom, we'll start taking pictures of you guys and give you, like, an engagement sesh. And I was like, cool, like, awesome. But they asked these line of people, like, cast members, because I saw it go down the chain. And so multiple people made sure the area was clear, and they were standing right there when I was proposing. So that's why I don't think the conspiracy of they asked permission happened, because where was the other person that gave them the permission?
Right.
They would have been there to take it.
I remember one time I saw a proposal happening on the Storybook Canal boats. And all of a sudden, this couple comes in front of us out of nowhere. We were waiting in line for the canal boats, and it was right before the fireworks. And we're hoping to watch the fireworks from the canal boats, which you can do, by the way, sometimes. I don't know if they still do this, but they did at this point, and it was awesome.
Uh-huh.
But all of a sudden, this couple comes in right before us, and they ended up in the Storybook Land. And because during the fireworks, they have to stop the boats.
Right.
So if you're already on a boat, they're just going to stop it, and then they'll continue it afterwards.
Right, you're on.
So this couple, somehow this guy figured out how to get permission, or somehow arranged it so that they would get on a canal boat at a certain time, and he would propose then. And I remember sitting there like, why are those people going in front of us? We've been waiting. And then somebody goes, oh, no, they're about to propose. And I was like, oh, my God, that's amazing.
I see, and that stuff I've seen all over the place. Yeah, and so it's interesting. Yeah. Like, now with TikTok and social media, people are purposely, which sucks, people are purposely breaking the rules. And so there's this whole TikTok thing that I took a deep dive in, where they're like, I guess there's a shirt policy, or if you're wearing clothing,
the shirt
that
policy
inappropriate. So supposedly in the old days, if somebody called you out on a dress code violation, they would give you a shirt at the store.
Right.
And so it became a thing where people on social media were like, if you want a free shirt, just wear an inappropriate shirt and they'll give you one. Well, then they made people start buying those shirts. And now it's that's what happens, is they basically made people start buying the shirts because of the dress code violation. And then there's other things like, oh, here's a hack of going, you know, like you said, certain places, and now, like, theme parks are fully like, no, it's not supposed to, you know, they're taking away things from that used to happen, that you used to be able to do.
Yeah, because people are taking advantage of it because TikTok. Because
they want to go to the cast member sections.
Yeah, which you shouldn't be doing.
To go viral.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
I'm so tired of people doing dumb stuff to go viral.
I just post food. That's the dumb stuff I post to go viral, is food.
I post videos of my child.
He was so adorable last night. I saw your Instagram.
That's his new thing, is howling. He loves to howl. Oh,
it was cute.
I'm like, okay.
Oh,
whatever. It's so cute. I don't care. It's so cute.
Do you, Walt?
Yeah.
Just go to sleep.
Jeff called him today the wolf of Walt Street, and I about died.
Aww.
He's the Wolf of Wall
Street. The Wolf of Wall Street. Oh.
Anyways, enough about viral stuff. Let's go to Disney news. Well, and the first story, of course, is a viral video. But this is a very interesting video. So we have all talked about the Spider-Man animatronic at Avengers Campus here in California, where they have this amazing animatronic, this Spider-Man animatronic that swings above the Spider-Man ride, the web-slinger ride, and he flies across the air. It's this amazing animatronic. You've seen videos of him all over. Well, he had a bit of a mishap this week, and I'm going to show it for our video people here that might be watching on our Facebook Live. If you haven't seen it, it's on our Facebook Live in the first 11 minutes. It's fascinating. Let me grab this.
You can tell right at the very beginning of this video, there's something wrong with the animatronic.
Right. And here's what it is, and we're showing it right now. So he swings out. The cord that swings Spider-Man out doesn't disconnect. And because of that, it pulls Spider-Man out, and he ends up crashing into the wall of the building where he usually lands. He lands, it looks like he's landing on top of a building, but it's really, there's a like a big air mattress, a big air thing inside of this building wall. And that's usually he lands right in Target in there. Well, he didn't do that. Instead, he landed on this wall that was surrounding it, and the wall broke away.
Right.
What's fascinating about this is you see this video. I'm going to go ahead and stop sharing it now. You see this video. You just assume that
it's part of the show.
Well, not that it's part of the show, that well, that's going to be broken for a while.
Right.
I was like,
right.
Oh, man, how long is Spider-Man going to be down now for? How long is that animatronic going to be down for? It was back that very same day. By that afternoon, he was back. That wall had been
fixed
within the same day. That wall is purposely made to break away in case something like that happens. In Orange County, and there was a big thought that maybe this video was faked. The Orange County Register, Orange County Register did confirm that it was 100% real video. It 100% happened, and there was videos, pictures of workers putting back up those walls. Because if you saw, it looks like looked just like. It wasn't the wall. It was like these slats, and these slats just kind of broke away. Yeah. So they just replaced the slats quickly, made sure Spider-Man was fully functional. He was. He was back to work in that afternoon.
You know, the beauty of it is because every time he goes to the air, they play a different recording. And from what I saw, it's on rotation. So it's not the same recording all the time. Well, this one worked out perfect because it's like, oh, no, deploy the airbags. And then boom.
Yeah, all right. I thought I said the building isn't the WEB isn't equipped with airbags or something with like
airbags
that.
Airbags or something. Yeah. And it was perfect.
And there was people trying to figure out, was that a coincidence or did they see that was about to happen and they hit that track?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. It just said that somebody said it was on a rotation, but who knows if there's an actual button, because it seems to be where if the flight, or I'll call it the flight, isn't as successful, they play something like, oh man, that was a failure, or that sucked. Where if it's really good, it's like, hey, look, Ma, no hands, or something like where it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe there is a button like fails and successes.
Yeah, but I just, how great are the Imagineers? The fact that not only had they anticipated for that Spider-Man to eventually crash into the wall, they knew how to, it didn't have to take them a day to get that fixed. They had that fixed within that same day, and he was back working, I think, by like 2:45 that afternoon.
That's crazy.
It's
That's
so
amazing.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Such a feat of engineering, and giant kudos to those to the Imagineers that did that, because
good to have backup plans.
Yep. Other big news came out of Disneyland today that as of tomorrow, which is Sunday, so by the time you hear this podcast, this is already happening. Darth Vader will be coming back to Tomorrowland. A lot of people have been missing the Darth Vader meet and greet in Tomorrowland. He is coming back. Not sure exactly where he will. I'm assuming it'll be around the launch bay. I don't know if it'll be inside the launch bay. But the Darth Vader meet and greet is returning to Tomorrowland. So a lot of people are very excited for that. It's a, quote, limited time event that you'll be able to see him in Tomorrowland.
Is he at all at Galaxy's Edge?
No.
Or even like the marketplace of Galaxy's Edge?
No, no, he's not going to Galaxy's Edge. And that makes sense. I don't know if that's really far off. Because, I mean, they sell like one of the big things right now in Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities. One of the big items is like in the final Star Wars movie, or was it the final one, where you see that helmet that's just destroyed, Darth Vader's helmet. They have a replica of that, and it's a big item right now. So it'd be weird to have Darth Vader's destroyed helmet and they're saying it's a replica. I don't know if Darth Vader fits.
I mean, if you're going to put two, if you're going to eventually have Obi-Wan come through the marketplace,
I don't think they've said that that's going to happen.
I'm just putting it out there.
I know.
I mean, I think you could put him down the marketplace.
Well, look, they have all that launch base stuff. Why not put Darth Vader there? And they can also go put,
I know,
they could absolutely go put Obi-Wan there too, which I think would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Obi-Wan hasn't made an appearance, just because, like, I mean, I'm not surprised, but like, I wish it would happen, like, with the Marvel thing.
Well, Obi-Wan might be harder to cast too, because that's a face character.
Yeah, and it's a younger.
Well, it's older than most of their face characters. They don't have many older face characters.
I mean, Obi-Wan Ewan McGregor or Obi-Wan A New Hope?
Obi-Wan Ewan McGregor is, I mean, he's not that old, but he's older than most of the face characters. I mean, think about the face characters that you see walking around. They're all very young.
No, but you do have, like, Main Street face characters. I mean, they used to, like, back that were older. Like, in Walt Disney, where they had, you know, the mayor.
Yeah.
You know, those characters that they have, the Dapper Dan. I mean, well, not the Dapper
Dan. I just think the casting on an Obi-Wan might be a little harder, especially right now. What kind of outfit do you want him to wear? Because I don't think any of the outfits from the new series are iconic enough yet to put those. So you would either have to put him in an older Ben Kenobi or a younger Obi-Wan, like Clone Wars era Obi-Wan.
Unless you just cover him in a brown robe.
Well, I mean, like he'd be in brown robe either way, but it's, what is he wearing under that? He'd still have to wear something. And yeah, right. I mean, I don't know. I've never seen an Obi-Wan walk around character. They've never done it.
No, but hopefully, maybe in the launch bay they can do something.
Yeah, they could. They absolutely could.
I mean, people would be jumping at the chance if they're like, hey, by the way, we're looking for this somebody to play Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That'd be cool.
I mean, I think it's out, and I think it's, I'm curious about the casting for that. Like, it's not through, I mean, I wonder if Disney does cast outside, like, has casting agencies that, like, are looking, so it's not, like, necessarily.
They do casting calls for lookalikes, They do it. So there's one going on right now, I think, for the Pixar Day at Sea for the cruise line.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're looking for some characters for that. They're always looking for characters for face characters.
It would be cool to see Obi-Wan.
But you also want a face character that can also play, you know, just with a little bit of change of makeup and a costume that can play several characters.
Yeah, because
the princesses play several.
I mean, you can easily throw an Obi-Wan into a Darth Vader.
Right, but then you can't have those two meet and greets going at the same time.
Right, or a stormtrooper. You know what I mean? Like, they can play other characters outside, or just is the Jedi Academy still back? No, or no?
Jedi Academy is not.
Okay,
that was done pre-COVID. They finished that before COVID was a thing. When Galaxy's Edge opened, they stopped doing that. I'd like to see something like that come back. Anyways, but Darth Vader's coming back. No word of Obi-Wan if they're going to have an Obi-Wan face character. I don't know if that'll be a thing, but we'll see. Who is a face character, though, and has started at Avengers Campus as of this week is Kamala Khan, aka Miss Marvel. Now, the outfit she's wearing, we haven't seen in the series yet, but we will soon. It is her official superhero type outfit. The videos I've seen of her walking around are too cute.
Oh, where is she like, oh my gosh, we're here. She's, it's like so excited. The very she's much
just like this.
It's just like the first episode.
She's like a bubbly little teenager. It's just adorable. It's so
and
cute.
People are so harsh. Like, if you're a real Disney fan, who cares if she looks older than what?
Well, they can't hire teenagers. Like, if they're going to get the same age as her, she's like 16, 17. They can't hire them, like, in the state of California.
America Chavez character, walk-around character got the same flack as well. Like, calm down, people. It's going to be okay.
Not going to be a thing. I think the energy that this character portrays is so fun. So...
yeah, she's.
I'm excited to see her more and more and more in Avengers Campus. Once again, Avengers Campus is doing it right. Adding these characters the day things come out is so smart.
Oh my God, it's helping Disney Plus, and then Disney Plus is helping Avengers Campus.
It's awesome. It's so awesome.
It's perfect. Yeah.
Let's go over to Walt Disney World. They announced this week that the minivans will officially be officially be returning June 29th. This is that Lyft type service, the rideshare service. It's literally is a Lyft type service because you use the Lyft app to get a minivan to come and get you. It'll take you around the park, wherever you need to go.
Says mini, M-I-N-N-I-E.
Yeah.
Not M-I-N-I.
Yeah, not like an actual minivan, like Minnie Mouse van. But what I didn't know too is each minivan is equipped with car seats. They have two car seats per minivan. So if you have small kids, you can absolutely take one of these minivans. Like I said, use the Lyft app. I don't know on pricing. They didn't say anything about prices. I would assume it's probably just a tiny bit more than your average Lyft would be to take around the resort. But we shall see. I'll see if I can get some more interesting details on that as it actually starts on June 29th. The Guardians of the Galaxy, is going really well. Cosmic Rewind. As far as the individual lightning lanes and the boarding group situation.
Good to hear.
So it's not as you have to get up at 7 a.m. I mean, days will vary, but on June 7th for a particular, you could still get a lightning lane for it until 10 a.m. if you wanted to buy one of those individual lightning lanes for it. And then the 1 p.m. boarding group still had availability. You could still get in that 1 p.m. just virtual queue for like an hour, over an hour.
I wonder how many, is it two cars put together? No, it's one car, right?
No.
With six people?
It's very long. I don't know how many people sit per car. A lot, though.
So maybe that's...
I think they're just they're doing really well with the capacity for that ride. So that's really awesome. And like it is, yes, a lot of people want to get onto it, but it's managing the capacity, which is really great. I even read somewhere somebody said, yeah, I got on it twice in one day, which I was shocked with. So,
wow.
There you go. It is doing very well. And that is great news if you're heading to Walt Disney World. Other interesting piece of news coming out of Walt Disney World is they're asking people that have been on the Galactic Star Cruiser to do a 90-minute virtual, I didn't write down the word, focus group, thank you. Focus group, coming up in the next couple weeks, and they're actually, it's a paid one. Now, usually you get those Disney surveys and they're not a paid one. You just, you know, if you have time, you fill them out. But they're actually paying people, giving them $175 Disney gift cards to do a focus group on this Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, just to get their take on it and all of that. Now, some people are reporting this as Disney's failing at it. It's a failure. It's a big flop. Don't think that's the correct characteristic of it. I think, like we've talked before about this, is I don't know how sustainable it is. I think as for what it is an incredible experience. It is unlike anything in any other theme park in the world. You will not get a something like a Galactic Star Cruiser anywhere else in the world. It is a one-of-a-kind experience. However, the price point, like we've talked about, and it being probably not something that everybody would want to do or even understands that would want to do it, is what's causing it to maybe just not be sustainable and not have as many people trying to get in as they would have hoped. And I think that's what's happening. So I don't think it's a failure. I think characterizing it as a failure is not at all accurate. I think it is a massive success for what it is. It's just getting people to continue to come and fill up those Star Cruisers. Now, what I could see happening possibly is that maybe they don't do it every single day. Maybe they only do like two cruises a week or once a week in the future, just to kind of, you know, keep it going. But then again, do those people that work on that ship, that wouldn't make it kind of worth it for them? It'll that would cause a lot of problems too. So we'll see. Well, like we said before, you know, we're going to keep our eye on this Galactic Star Cruiser because I think it is such a cool thing that I just don't want it to go away because I want people to enjoy it. The only problem is that it's so expensive. Not that many people are going to.
Right. The price.
The price point is they've already started offering some incentives for people to book it. There is a $99 photo pass experience where you get a private photographer to follow you around the ship. They take you into several different places of the ship and give you these amazing photos. And that was $99. Now they're offering it for free if you book between certain dates and certain dates. So they're already starting to put some incentivizing on the trips. So, you know, maybe eventually you will see some price cuts or some other incentives on top of that. I don't know.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Disney Cruise Line. Big news.
Yeah,
huge news for the Disney Wish this week. A massive part of the process of getting that Disney Wish to Florida has officially begun, where they this on June 9th, which was Thursday. I know my
two days ago.
Thank you. Thursday, they officially the Meyer Werft delivered the Disney Wish to the Disney Cruise Line. This is a big ceremony. It's a big day. And Captain Marco Nagari officially took the helm of the Disney Wish. It has started sailing towards Ponta Delgada after leaving the shipyard, beginning the first leg of the voyage to home to Florida. It's scheduled to be in Florida on June 20th. So it'll be here very, very soon. And then its first maiden voyage is July 14th. And this handover is a big deal. They had a big ceremony for it. Disney gave a beautiful mini statue.
Commemorative
statue to the Meyer Werft team as it was delivered to commemorate this momentous occasion. You know, they had to sign all the fun paperwork.
Is it Cinderella?
Yeah, it's Cinderella. It's the statue that's actually in the atrium. It's a little replica of the statue that's in the atrium of the Disney Wish. So this is a big deal. This is really, really exciting. So we will, Disney Wish is going to be in Florida very, very soon,
which means it's steps closer for the Disney Dream to be ported in San Diego.
Well, yeah.
Or Wonder. Sorry,
the
Wonder.
We get the Wonder. Disney and it, Wonder. The Wonder is going to be ported in San Diego. Will not be ported here the entire year.
365.
Yeah, no. It's right. The only time it's not going to be ported in San Diego is when it goes up to Alaska. I think that's the permanent. As of this year, that's where it's going. The Dream now moved from finish its final Port Canaveral departure, and now that's headed down to Miami right now.
Wow.
And so the Wish will be over at Port Canaveral soon. The Wonder's here on the West Coast permanently. You know, it's not going anywhere. I think they also did a Hawaiian cruise on the Wonder this year, a quick little Hawaiian cruise. I don't know if that's something that they're going to continue doing.
They should.
I don't know if those Hawaiian cruises are very hard.
Are they expensive or are they just hard to manage?
It's it's interesting because if you take a Hawaiian cruise from the States, your at sea days are way long. It's like,
oh no, I would say like I thought
three just or four at sea days each way.
Oh no, I would have taken it like we all fly into Oahu.
Yeah, they don't do that. They just did one and one. And I don't know if the expense is worth it for them to have it in Hawaii for as long, because I don't know if it even sold out. Got it. Yeah, so I don't know. There's not many cruise lines that go to Hawaii because it's just an awkward place to cruise. It's better to just go to Hawaii.
Right, and just island hop on a plane.
Yeah.
Versus on a cruise.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Anyways, so yay, that's a big step. I can't wait to see the Disney Wish. I can't wait to see all the pictures and the videos. Like,
oh, it's going to be amazing.
That'll be my, I know Ordinary Adventures is going, and I will be stalking their Facebook page for many, many days. I'll just be like, load more.
I'll be taking a deep dive. I'll be taking a deep dive.
Give me all the info.
I want to see it all.
Also today, as of this week, the Disney Cruise Line updated their dress code for the adult exclusive restaurants. Now, I don't know how different this is from before. Mm-hmm. But you might. So I will leave this up to you. But this, okay. The code update applies to Remy and Chante, Enchanté. Yes. Which is on the Wish, the Meridian and the Rosé. And it actually follows, that of Palo. So whatever Palo's is now applies to all of those. And I guess it might not have before. But anyways, formal or semi-formal attire is recommended. Dress casual attire with a polished look is permitted, such as dress pants, jeans in good condition, collared shirts and blouses, and lifestyle shoes. Clothing such as t-shirts, swimwear, and sports attire is not permitted, which I believe is what it always was. But here's the previous dress code said, pretty much the same thing.
So I think it actually, it seems like, and this is what surprised me when I was on the ship, because Remy, we went to Remy on the Dream, mm-hmm. Fantasy, Dream, yeah. Dream. And Remy is a lot more higher of a price point than
correct
Palo is.
Correct.
So it's more upscale. So before we left, I thought, oh, crud, I'm going to have to wear a jacket or a suit. When we went on the ship, they had already gotten rid of that. They said, no, a polo and slacks is perfectly fine. There was no mention of jeans, so I'm surprised by that. But yeah, when I went on the ship just recently in April, I wore a button-down, short-sleeved, collared shirt, but it was a Disney-ified shirt. Mm-hmm. It looks like, from far away, mm-hmm. It looks like polka dots, but then up close, they're little popsicles of Mickey and all
cute.
These characters. Yeah, and then I wore slacks and nice shoes. So that's kind of, and they were fine with it. So it seems like they're giving it more casual. That's the casualness, is you don't have to wear a button-down suit or a suit with a tie or, you know, there's no tie required at all or coat required.
No. But it seems like I don't know how it was changed, but it was changed a little. So just make sure you check it out before you go.
Well, before you would have to wear a jacket.
Okay. Well, yeah. So you don't have to wear a jacket at night anymore. I think that's what it was. Because it says if you were at brunch, cool. You didn't have to wear a jacket. But if you were there at night, you had to wear a jacket.
You had to wear a jacket. And now you don't have to wear a jacket at all.
Got it. Now that makes sense.
So it's more casual. So it's going to I don't want to say it's a downgrade because all the adult restaurants are amazing. Even Palo. It's like going from, you know, I'm trying to think of like something high-end to high-end. It's not, it's the same.
Well, and I think the world's more casual nowadays. After the pandemic, nobody really wants to dress up like in a suit with a jacket. And none of these places, any of these cruise lines I've seen, most people do not want to do that. So I think they're just being like, hey, still look nice, but you don't have to wear a jacket. I think
that's the one thing, like when you pack and you're coming from not the state of Florida, you know, wherever the ship is ported, It's like, oh man, do I really have to bring this one outfit for this one adult dining? Because I'm only going to wear it the one time. You know what I mean? And so like women with shoes, it's like, really, am I really going to bring heels for this one moment? Which is great. You know, people like to dress up, but sometimes when you're trying to pack and you only have a certain amount of, you know, you want to pack in souvenirs and all this kind of stuff. And it's just, yeah.
You don't want to know what we did at our Disney cruise. We had theme nights of our own choosing. We had theme nights every single night.
But did any of your theme nights like deal with heels?
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, that's fine because you can wear the same thing multiple times.
There's different heels. Because one night we had heels that...
Well, that's on you then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you have no idea. Our Disney cruise, we went a little nutso. We had...
Which is fine.
We did a formal night and we did very formal, pretty. One night we wore all black. And the boys had bow ties made out of this fabric, and all the girls had that fabric put onto their shoes that they made. We got new shoes that we got the fabric put onto. Another night we did Disney bounding. Another night was pirate night, so we had our pirate outfits. I brought boots for that because, And then another night we did kind of a vintagey feel, and I think that. Was there another night? The first night, I think we just did nautical because we weren't sure if we're going to have our... So we had whatever we wore to get on the boat is what we wore for the first night. But I think I might have changed it to just a different shirt just to make it. But it was a nautical feel.
Trust me.
We went all out. And this every single day we had a theme.
On our 7-day that we took a long time ago... It was Star Wars and Pirate Night. So you had Pirate Night and a Star Wars Out at Sea. So we had stuff, Star Wars stuff. And then we also had pirate stuff. And so, yeah, I totally get it. But yeah, but now with the this weird transition we're going from, now the themes are coming back. Before they didn't have the themes. Mm-hmm. Like even when I went in April, formal night was just known because – people who have gone on cruise multiple times
knew what a formal night was. Yeah.
Right. And pirate night. But there was no designated night for that. Now, obviously, it's a little different. It's starting to come back.
Yeah.
But a lot of the stuff that I had, like I would have brought another bag for all the fish extender stuff we would have done or the magnet, you know, trading. That stuff didn't happen.
Fish extenders are back now.
Yeah. So all of the stuff is kind of coming back.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad that it's coming back. But I think people also, too, are just getting more casual. I don't think anybody really wants to dress up that
too.
Unless it's the pandemic.
It's too hot.
Nowhere. I used to go to the theater and when I go see a play, I would be like, wear jeans to the theater. How dare you? Now I'm like, I'm wearing jeans. I don't care. I'll just wear it with a nice top. It's fine.
This is going to be a total like sidestep, but like 2008. So I got sent by Broadway San Diego for 2 years in a row back to back for a week to go. I think I've told you this, where they sent me, or maybe you don't because your face looks different. I was sent from Broadway San Diego to New York and I got to stay there for a week where I got to watch 1 to 2 Broadway musicals a day for 7 days straight. And that's where I met Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's where I met, Anthony from Rent.
Anthony Rapp.
Rapp from Rent. That's where I got to meet all.
I'm calling Broadway Sandy. I'm literally going to text Mark and be like,
no, this is with Mark. Mark knows that I did this trip because he wasn't even there. It was with another person we knew, Susan Chicoine. So it was their idea to send me. And then every day I would post videos. Before social media, it was on the web. But I got to go and I met Mario Lopez because he was doing a Chorus Line at the time. So it was quite a amazing trip. But there'd be times where a matinee would happen and I would go, do I have to dress up for this? I don't want to bring a shirt and tie. And they're like, no. Broadway's different in New York. Like people will walk in out of the street wearing shorts and a tank top and they'll be watching a musical. Like a Broadway musical.
Yeah, I used to have to dress up to go to the theater. I don't anymore. It's just, It's not a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I mean, it's a thing for some people, but.
More at night than it is during the day.
Even at night, I'm wearing jeans. I'm wearing jeans and a cute, I'll wear a nice top and like I'll put on like boots or some kind of nice shoe.
I used to get dressed up. I would wear a tie, a bow tie.
And, yeah. Now I'm just like, whatever.
And, nah. Now whatever.
I go on a theme. Until I go to Six. When Six comes to San Diego, I have already
Is it coming to San Diego?
Hell yeah, it is. you don't understand how excited I am for Six to come to San Diego. But when it comes to San Diego,
all I see on TikTok is we're Six. Dun.
I'm gonna be like doing some kind of like cosplay bounding something for Six. I can't wait. I'm gonna dress up as like the characters.
Green.
Oh yeah. Well, because Anne Boleyn. Yeah. Because we're so on a weird topic, but I'm so fascinated by Anne Boleyn. And her character is so much fun, and who she was is fascinating. It's really her story is interesting. So I'm so excited for Six to come here because I don't want to cosplay, but so I think I'm gonna like bound as each character because and I'm gonna go multiple times.
This conversation we're having fits because people who go in Disney Cruise Lines love the musicals. Yes. The musicals are just top notch, and now boom.
Yeah.
Which is really funny that we're having this conversation because all over TikTok right now that's going viral on the Disney cruise of the Disney Cruise Lines is Aladdin breaking the fourth wall. And I was like, that's something that he's always done. But it just seems to be going viral right now all over TikTok. Like there's a lot of moments of people capturing the genie breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, he does it all the
during
time.
The part
he did that in just, California all the time.
It's a thing now. I don't know.
Calm
this
down,
weekend.
People.
It's like returning to become a thing. So, yeah, it's funny.
Calm down, people. All right. Let's get off of all of our tangents. Let's go over to the D23 Expo coming soon this September. They announced this week some of the big hitter panels that'll be happening that weekend. First off, Friday, September 9th will be the Disney 100 kickoff because it will be the 100th anniversary coming up in 2023 of the Disney company. They're gonna have a kickoff at 10:30 a.m. on the first day of the D23 Expo, like I said, Friday, September 9th. It's gonna be a presentation that includes the Disney Legends Award ceremony, which is always great. They haven't officially announced who the Legends will be inducted for 2022, but they're gonna announce that soon. Then also they're going to have at 3:30 p.m. they'll have a theatrical and Disney Plus announcements from Disney Live Action, Pixar Animation Studios, and Walt Disney Animation Studios. So that's on your Friday. Saturday is at 10 a.m. is the Marvel and Lucasfilm showcase for theatrical and Disney Plus titles. It's interesting that Marvel and Lucasfilm is how they're grouping this. Because like I said, the first day is all of the Disney live action and Disney animation and the Pixar in one. Usually all of the movies would be in one. And then
right.
I think, but this was before Disney Plus. So, and you would think that they would have all the live action together and the animation together, but they're doing it a little differently. So all the Marvel and Lucasfilm stuff will be on one day at 10 a.m. on that Saturday. And then at 3:30 p.m. on that Saturday, Disney branded television will be sharing an exclusive showcase of upcoming content. That'll be showing original content for Disney Plus, Disney Channel, Disney Junior. They'll be talking about a glimpse of new series coming up like National Treasure, American Born Chinese, The Santa Claus, and more. So that'll be a fun day. And then on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. is the Disney Parks Experience and Products. Or I'm sorry, the Disney Parks panel featuring Disney Parks Experiences and Products Chairman Josh DeMario. They'll be talking about what's coming up that's already announced and hopefully some new announcements from the parks all across the globe and from the Disney Cruise Line. So maybe we'll be getting a look at maybe the other two new ships coming because by then the Disney Wish will be fully there and there's two more ships coming. So maybe we'll have that. Who knows? So that's going to have some surprises and some announcements. When I went to that one year, Stan Lee showed up and they had an Iron Man walking around. It was dope. So it's, you know, it's incredible. And then finally on Sunday at 4:15, they're going to be having the Disney Princesses I'm sorry, Disney Princess the Concert. This is actually a touring show that's been going around to different places.
Yeah.
And so they'll be having that there, and they're going to sing a whole bunch of songs. It's actually, I've heard really good things about the show. So if you're there on Sunday, I highly suggest going. So there you go.
Cool.
One more thing before we get into the Disney Plus shows that we watched this week. Just a couple things on Bob Chapek. There was a news this week about the board and their confidence in Chapek. You know, there's been a lot of questionings because of how everything's going lately. The stock, it was down the other day to 103. It was at 170 this time last year. Things are not going well for them publicly after, obviously, the Don't Say Gay bill, but even before that, the Scarlett Johansson stuff, all kinds of just not great things happening. But the board did release a statement to the New York Times. This is the Walt Disney board. The strengths of the Walt Disney Company's businesses coming out of the pandemic is a testament to Bob's leadership and vision for the company's future. In this important time of business growth and transformation, we are committed to keeping Disney on the successful path of it is on today, and Bob and his leadership team have the support and confidence of the board. They had to say that because there's been a lot of news stories of people saying, look, the board's looking for other people. There's a lot of people that we think could take over because he's not doing well, and a lot of rumors. So this statement pretty much had to be said. But at the same time, there's still a lot of turmoil within the company. The Disney General Entertainment Content chairman was fired this week. His name was Peter Rice. There was a lot of people saying that he would be a possible replacement if Chapek was pushed out. And now he's gone. So, not great.
Nope.
Not great ops either. They have named who will be taking his place. It's a woman named Dana Walden. She will be replacing him. But, you know, just still some more turmoil, still some more stuff, you know, we have to keep our eye on as far as how the company is going for right now. But that is the latest. And now, do we want to talk about Obi-Wan or Ms. Marvel first?
I would say Obi-Wan, since Ms. Marvel's the newest of the two.
So,
Spoilers all around if you're watching either one.
There we go. Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan. This is the episode number
four. So, we have two more episodes to come.
Yes. What'd you think about this
episode? I really enjoyed it especially from the start. There wasn't any massive there were some revelations in it, but there wasn't anything massive in it. It was very much a lot of character development within this episode.
Really with Obi-Wan, it seems like he's getting back into the confidence and his powers. And like, since he's, you know, the whole knock on, since the Revenge of the Sith, it seems like he's like starting to feel more of himself. But I did laugh when obviously we're chasing after Leia. Leia gets captured and now is with the third sister, and you know, in the interrogation room, and the third sister wants to reveal where the rest of the younglings are, or rest of the
Jedi's. They know that there's some kind of connection network that is keeping these former Jedi's or force sensitive people in general, keeping them hidden, trying to find, you know, normal lives, since the Inquisitors are trying to track them down and kill them. So,
the moment where, and I'm just going to jump to the end where they finally get Leia back, and you have Obi-Wan, and I can't remember the name of the woman that is helping them out, are walking with a lot of people surrounding them, and all Obi-Wan is wearing is a gigantic coat
to hide her,
covering to hide Leia. Like, could you not see
my favorite,
how do you walk through and nobody noticed that you guys are walking through? Is that possible?
I mean, they're supposed to be betraying chaos, like it's so chaotic maybe they can't notice it.
But one person is going to be like, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah, like that, because right it was there. Very noticeable. It was so funny. I was watching the new rock stars breakdown of the episode, and Eric right. Voss is like, Obi-Wan is sneaking Leia out the same way I sneak Chipotle into an AMC theater. I was just like, it's so true.
It's so hilarious. Like, to me, I was just like, is this a moment where he's subtly going, there's nothing to see here. There's nothing to see here. There's nothing to see here. Like, walking around, like, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, like, it's the, maybe there's some in a New Hope. Jedi mind trick yeah. happening, because it was yeah. so obvious.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. And nothing to see here. But I will say, the character that, and forgive me, because I don't know the names of these characters, but the one that O'Shea Jackson played, mm-hmm. like, was he implying that his former wife, fiance, whatever, could be the third sister?
No, I think he was implying that she was force sensitive, okay, or
and then
a former
she got
Jedi.
Captured or died.
Yeah, and I think one of those women we saw in that tomb was her.
Oh, okay, okay.
That creepy ass tomb where they're keeping all these dead Jedis that they've killed,
like almost
including
like
a little kid.
I know, a youngling.
It's not okay.
That
was sad. It's not okay.
That was like, it was like, whoa. Like, I mean, obviously it's darker. It's trying to get you to go, holy crap. Like, this whole Order 66 situation. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean,
wow,
Order 66 was always a very dark and disturbing. I mean, in Revenge of the Sith,
but
when he goes in and they're
okay.
like, Master Anakin, we don't know. That little kid. And he... And, like, you know, he murdered that little child. You're just like, what?
But you don't, I don't remember seeing it.
Well, you didn't, no, you don't see him ever murdering the children in Revenge of the Sith, but you know he did it.
Right, but in this Disney Plus series, at the very first episode, you saw, like, kids
dying. Yeah.
On the, dying awful. On the ground.
Awful.
As they're running. And then to see this weird, crazy tomb thing, like, it's very dark. It's very, like, here is, like, how this time for Jedis was, like, bad.
Yeah. And they were keeping yeah. them for trophies, their bodies. I mean, if you go back, I believe it was the first episode when they're in that room in, with all the Grand Inquisitors. They're in one of the rooms there.
Right, right.
And you see on the side, all of these lightsabers are lining in their little yeah. conference room. They were on yeah. like this red. I mean, it's they don't like really
don't
show
it.
You don't know that that's like you go, what is? I remember going, is that lightsabers back there? They don't draw much a bunch of attention to it. But it's just lined with lightsabers hilts.
But this time in the tomb, you are clearly looking at
it's so
people
sad.
Who are frozen. I mean, they're not frozen in...
No, they're not in carbonite. They're
carbonite.
Just...
Carbonite. It's like almost like an amber moss, like an amber-looking hue.
It's like in, you know, Jurassic tomb. Park.
Yeah, that's the amber... the amber... I was trying to think of the... Amber syrup or amber something.
Yeah, the amber, the
you know what I'm talking about. The where
mosquito.
The bug was in. Yeah. Yeah. The amber liquid that it solidified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly
it, but
what it was.
But like these people's eyes are open and they're like, a lot of them are like.
Terrified.
Like, in an action.
Yeah.
Yeah, scared moments. Like, and then when Princess Leia was in, like trapped in. You know, when she wouldn't reveal where these people are and they strapped her down, I was like, oh, crap, are they doing that to her, too? Like, that's what I thought in my head because
maybe.
You see her
or
being
they were,
strapped.
I think they were going to torture her, actually.
I think it looked like they were going to more, like, torture her.
Yeah,
but,
possibly.
Man, that was insane.
And there's a lot of theories about that, too. The torture.
And.
It was creepy.
Another thing, which is making me laugh right now, is people that are watching Star or who are huge Star Wars fans are probably yelling at me. But the woman that's helping them out, when she's with the little walkie-talkie comm thing, and she's sitting in a room full of people, like she's sitting there and she's like, "Okay, you're gonna go north." Like, would you not notice there's a woman talking into?
I thought about that too, and I also thought about where because then she leaves it there, which is a callback to A New Hope, when, because right. it's the same walkie-talkie that Luke and Han are talking to C-3PO through.
Right, right, right.
And you is hear at one point, that? There's like, C-3PO, C-3PO, oh, where could he be? And you just see the little comm link sitting on yeah. the desk. And at one point, that's right. Obi-Wan's talking to her, and it's just sitting on the desk. I'm like, does nobody hear that?
Yeah, like we can hear it as the fourth wall, but do
people other can people, you not like, hear that? There's just like
well, they didn't notice she was talking through the comm that while she was in the room with them, like literally sitting, no more than like maybe.
And 8 also, feet if away. You're leaving when you have a comm link to the Jedi that they're looking for, don't you maybe just turn it off so that if he talks to you, nobody else can hear it?
Because when he's talking or when she talks to him. Doesn't the droid, like, turn around, or isn't the stormtrooper like, what's that?
Yeah.
Like, he is able to hear it, but yet somebody who's sitting 8 feet away can't hear him talking through the comm?
Maybe, I don't know.
I saw a lot of people making fun of that, and yeah. it just made me laugh, too.
This is true. I thought like, the same thing.
But, you know, you have to throw that stuff out the window because it is the world of Star Wars because, you know, there's this one planet all full of water and there's just one base that's just sitting in this planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah. and there's no, yeah, it's, yeah, it's, it, but it's, I thought the episode was great. It was action packed. And now, I love that this Obi-Wan is, there's always like a cliffhanger, a mini cliffhanger. Because mm-hmm. last week it was Leia being captured by the third sister right. like there's and then this week it was the toy having the
has a tracker on it
the tracker where she's like oh yeah don't worry I have the tracker and then immediately I was like it's the toy like you know what I mean before that scene popped up
I'm really enjoying this series so much I really am enjoying this little girl playing Leia she's so good she just is
She's Leia.
She's Leia. She's got the facial.
She's sassy.
She's so good. For and being Leia that was young. Oh my god.
Nah. She embodies little Leia.
Yes.
The character that is little Leia.
She's fantastic. Awesome. She's fantastic. Can't say enough of good things about her. Can't wait till next week. See where we go from here. We only have 2 more episodes left, which I'm really sad about.
Will we get to see Hayden Christensen with the mask off? That's the question. We saw him once, or maybe twice. But
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do that. I think the voice of Darth Vader is really interesting because it's not fully James Earl Jones. They are doing it where they're mixing James Earl Jones' voice with a little bit of Hayden's voice.
So, is that real? That's really happening?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. So that it's he's not fully transformed into total machine yet. So when you see him eventually, you know, 10 years later, 8 years later, in A New Hope, he's fully machine.
Right. It gives you that more of a transition versus yeah. like, oh, he's full on James Earl Jones. Yeah. Like, because I know at the very end when it's like, it says the cast of that episode in order of appearance. And at the end, it's always James Earl Jones. And Hayden Christensen's name.
Yeah, yeah. They both do it. So he's, yeah, right. If you listen subtly, he's you really can hear playing. Both of their voices.
But he's also really playing Darth Vader. He's
yeah, in that Darth Vader costume. I believe, yeah, he's in the Darth Vader costume at all times.
Yeah, unless it's a stunt. Unless it's like
the stunt double, yeah.
Like the stunt, the fight that we saw in the last episode. Not
well, he's back to fighting. I mean, he's been doing fighting training and stuff like that, too, so.
Oh, well, yeah. There's probably some parts of it at, like, moments.
You yeah. know? All yeah. right. Well, let's move over to Miss Marvel. Once again, spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
Can
spoiler,
I tell spoiler. You how much I love the show?
Great show. Great. I love the difference how it is from everything else.
It's once again, they keep pulling these TV shows and making each one so different.
And unique to its own self.
Yes, it's so unique. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. It's so unique to its own self. God, that's a great way to say it, Hula.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, from the costuming, from the visuals of
oh, the visuals are
Kamala
so
Khan's
fun.
Family's house to, you know, I mean, her world is very colorful and very bright and very technologically not advanced. That's the wrong word. It's like what we're living in now, but it's
but also
it's
very cool, like comic booky and animated. I mean, we have all these animated things that happened in the background. Her thoughts become these animations. The
text messages.
I was just gonna say that the way that they're displaying the text messages, where it's not just showing a text on the screen, where it's you see whatever the text is on the road as whatever's painted on the road and the road markings. You see the reply of the text message to that text message in the neon sign above the store. Yeah. Like, how unique is that to display all of that in that? It's just so cool.
I thought it was like right from jump when it shows like the beginning introduction to the show, and it's showing you the Marvel logo. So it gives you the classic Marvel red logo, and then it flips into Kamala Khan's Marvel logo. It still says Marvel, but it's displayed in a way that's very much Kamala Khan. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, it's still Marvel, but it's now Kamala Khan's story. And then they're playing The Weeknd's Blinded by the Light. Like, perfect.
Jeff lost his mind. Yes, I love this song! Immediately. I need Marvel to stop giving me teases of things that are happening in the Marvel Universe that I need to actually be able to experience. For example, in the last Marvel series, in Hawkeye, there was a Captain Rogers musical. Yes, Rogers, the musical.
Yes.
This one.
Yes. We can do this all day.
In this one, Ant-Man has a podcast. Where's that podcast? Yes. Where's that podcast?
Paul Rudd, where is the podcast?
Can I get like 3 episodes of that podcast? 6 episodes? I think you guys could write it. It's not as much production as a movie would require. Where is that podcast?
Quantum Mania. I love that this is everything is an ode to the fans, but this is literally like, hey, this is a fan of Marvel, of Avengers. And she's going to Avenger Con, which we just talked about, D23.
Why is that not a thing? I just went to Star Wars Celebration. Where is Avenger Con?
Well, I saw that the Miss Marvel, or not Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel statue thing is real.
Yeah, it's at Disneyland right now.
It's at Disneyland, yeah. And it's clear. It's not. Oh, because it's not lit up.
Yeah.
But yeah, wow. Like, can we get AvengerCon?
Once again, Disney, stop teasing me with these things in these Marvel shows that I need to be a real thing.
And it feels, this show feels very relatable because, I mean, a lot of, like me coming from a Filipino background and having parents that oversee your whole entire life. And I felt for her, especially like the whole car thing when she crashed. I was like, okay, that's on you, girl. Like, you clearly, I don't know what you were doing. But the whole, when she's like, no, I want to go with my friend. And all of a sudden, like, the dad pops out and you're just like, oh no, she's going to ruin this. And then she like doesn't want to wear the costume that the mom made and hurt her parents' feelings. I was like, I've done that. I've yelled at my parents.
I know.
And been in her shoes. And it's like, oh, her parents just are so happy and you've just crushed their spirit. Like
I know. I
felt for the parents. Like, it was sad.
It was, it was so well, I can't stop saying that it was so well done. It's so well done. She is fantastic.
Oh, she embodies this character.
She is Kamala Khan. 100. She embodies that character so well. And the energy and the fan, I love this series.
I will say, and this is not like a critique, but the one part where I was like, and maybe they'll explain it more in the upcoming, because this is a 10-part series, right?
I don't know. I'll look it up right now, but go on.
The one thing that I was like, I hope they explain it to me, because it was just like anticlimactic, was, okay, so this box of junk comes. That's where the bracelet's at. She finds the bracelet. She puts it on to make herself unique in her Captain Marvel costume. She gets her powers. That just seems too easy.
Yeah, like, no, I think there's more explanation to that.
There's too much. I mean, I know with Spider-Man, because, I mean, not going to lie, I just rewatched The Amazing Spider-Man. You know, the bite. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's so many origin stories where it's like, boom. Like, even with Hawkeye, with Kate Bishop's character, she had been training all her life. Her father died, and, you know, she watches she's there with the Avengers, you know, and she falls in love with Hawkeye because he, not falls in love, but, like, you know, admires him because he rescues her. Like, there's a storyline to how she becomes who she is, where this, it was like, I put on a bracelet, now I have superpowers. Not saying that's bad, but it was just anti.
No, I think there'll be more explanation coming. I mean, figured it out. So I think she'll be having to figure it out for herself. Right. And there's only six episodes.
Okay, because as a person who's not into the comic, or has never read the comics of Ms. Marvel, doesn't know the history of it, I want to know the backstory of this bracelet.
Yeah, I do too. Sorry, I'm just distracted. I don't know why I turned on my phone, went to Instagram, but Chris Sevens was at Pixar Pier today, and I missed it.
Oh, sorry. I will say that new Pixar Pier hotel entrance, it just seems very far. Well, have you seen, like, the whole layout?
Here's
like,
how it goes. But it's so much easier going through that back entrance than going all the way around.
I would just think that you should have just allowed people to walk through California.
Oh, the Grand?
And just take that entrance.
I think it's easier than going through the Grand entrance.
It just seems, from what I saw in the video, it takes you around the Grand California. Like, somebody took a video of them walking through the gate, and then they walk through the side of Grand California and in the back area. But it was like this long. They sped it up.
I think it's shorter than going through the Grand.
Okay. I was just like, I would walk through the Grand. Like,
well, and if you're at the Disneyland Hotel now, you're just screwed. You got to walk.
Yeah. If you're at the Disneyland Hotel, you have no entrance.
You have no entrance. You got the main entrance bug. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. That's funny that
Miss Marvel.
I think there will be more explanation of exactly what happened. I think that's coming, who the aunt was with those things. I think we've even seen it in the previews of it. I think the mom talks about it, or the aunt does. I don't know. There'll be explanation coming, though. There'll be some kind of reasoning behind that bracelet and why it gave her powers.
Okay. Right. And I love the friendship that they both have.
I know. It's adorable.
Yeah.
I'm,
and he's all about her.
I'm really excited to see how this goes. I think, like you said, the visuals are so wonderful with, this animation coming in. Mm-hmm. And to tell
it, gives
it makes it very much, it feels very much like a high school TV show, like something you'd see on the Disney Channel or now Disney Plus. But now it's Marvel-fied.
Somebody said it was basically Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
Oh, it very much is Scott Pilgrim versus the world. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
But Marvel-fied, which is great. Yeah. A great analogy. It's a great.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It's Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
100%.
And it's great. I'm here for it. More need to be Scott versus the Pilgrim versus the world.
I love it.
I thought that was great. I love that movie.
It's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
Yeah. So, I'm excited for this series. I'm just intrigued to see how it plays out. I'm curious to know if there's going to be any cameos.
I can't believe there's only six episodes. Well, I'd assume Brie Larson's in it at some point.
You would think.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing's come out. Nothing's.
I'm assuming at this point. It would make sense.
Or even if Paul Rudd showed up because, it was the podcast that she listened to. I mean, if she
Why
ended up.
Why can't I have that podcast?
I mean, I bet you could. If we really searched for it, we probably
The second movie
it.
Was not good. They would make it. I don't know if I want a third movie. They could just give me the podcast and I would be happy. Make that the third movie.
It's either way. It's interesting, though, because they compared this series with, like, the fact that the Black Adam for DC's trailer came out because of the lightning bolt thing. There was, like, a weird comparison awful. They were doing. I didn't really take a look to see. I haven't seen the trailer yet for DC's Black Adam.
I mean, it looks fine. It's The Rock. I'll watch something The Rock's in. I enjoy his movies.
There was supposedly a rumor that Kevin Feige was about to leave Marvel to go to DC. That was
there was around. A rumor for a while about that. Yeah, I remember that. But I think that was just rumors.
You know who needs to take it over? And we've already talked about this already. Tim Gunn. James Gunn.
Not Tim Gunn.
James Gunn.
Let's we go, already talked DC. About this. Make it work.
Make it work, DC. No, James Gunn needs to take it over and fully.
Designers.
With what he did with the series.
With and Suicide Peacemaker. Squad.
Have you seen Peacemaker yet?
No. I'm trying to get through Stranger Things right now. I haven't jumped on that bandwagon yet. This new season is rough because they are hour and a half long episodes each episode.
What were they before?
Like normal, like an hour, 50 minutes. They're like every episode's an hour and a half long and it is very gory. And so when you have a 3-year-old, you cannot watch it when he is awake. So you have to find the time when they're asleep. Yeah, it's the same with Peacemaker. That's what we haven't watched Peacemaker.
And The Boys?
We watched the first and maybe second season of The Boys and never finished the second season or the third. Because I can't remember what season they're about to be on.
I like The
Boys a lot. That's a great show.
I do too. No, I'm.
But we haven't been able to finish. We haven't. Yeah, that's one you can't watch with kids. We learned that very quickly.
And also, The Umbrella Academy is coming back.
I haven't watched that one.
It's great.
I've heard good things.
But I will say, since we're talking about other streaming services, I appreciate that Hulu picked up The Orville.
I heard.
And
it's, and that's Fox. That's Disney. Disney picked it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you watched it on Fox, you'll be happier, but it's a lot more darker than it was on Fox.
I was reading some tweets from Seth MacFarlane the other day, and he was saying something along the lines of, like, they're allowing us to make the show that we want to make, and Fox it just wasn't working on Fox, and so now we can make the show what it should
be. Star Wars with grit.
Star Trek.
Or, sorry, Star Trek with grit.
It's not Star Wars.
Star Trek with grit.
Yeah.
So... Oh, but did you hear the rumor?
Yeah.
Different rumor. Thunderbolts.
Okay.
That it's like they're going to make Thunderbolts the movie with Zemo.
See, I think that would be better as a TV show, man.
There was a movie with Zemo.
U.S. Agent.
What's her name? Elena.
Elena.
Who else is bad?
We're trying. Who was the last series? Was it been Elena? Because she was part of it.
Hawkeye. But then also,
there was a few.
Bucky Barnes is the leader.
Yeah, that would make sense. Well, because that's the rumor. That's what what's her face is starting the character that my favorite actress plays. Elaine from Seinfeld.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Because that's the group that...
Valentina.
That's the rumor that Valentina, played by the actress from Seinfeld, whose name I still can't remember.
Valentina. Oh,
that's the character's name. Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, the character... Yes. That's what the rumor is that she's starting, is like a Thunderbolt.
Right,
but I don't know if it'll be a supposedly. Really. It's going to be a movie. See, I would have thought that would have been a series.
That's what I thought too. But I heard it's supposedly a movie, and it's leading up. This is our,
the next kind of Avenger.
It's the end of this phase we're in.
Okay,
that's what they said.
I mean, dude, I'm here for that. I'm here for that concept. I mean, all those characters in a movie would just be fun as hell.
But then it's interesting.
Just want Zemo doing this.
They say that everything leads up to, but the rumor has also been that this all leads up to a junior Avengers.
A young Avengers.
Young Avengers. So So who knows?
And it could be Secret Wars too. That's the other thing.
Right. That's another rumor. There's
a Secret Invasion, which could be leading to Secret Wars, which could be the next movie. I don't know.
Who knows?
No, there's a lot. I like that there's.
Oh, and Echo. Echo's in this too.
Echo. That's Echo. Thank you. I thought about that. I couldn't remember her name though.
Yeah. Echo was part of it too.
Well, here's her series is already being filmed too.
Right. See, so she's coming from a series.
See, and I'm wondering if those could just be series, though. If that could be, I would rather a series of that cast of characters than a movie.
Yeah, I would. I mean, who knows? I mean,
because I would like to live with them for a while.
It's the Suicide Squad. They're basically making Suicide Squad for Marvel.
Could you imagine if they made it R and put Deadpool in it? How do we do this? I'm going to shake my microphone.
I would be impressed.
Oh, man.
Who knows? Yeah.
That movie would make so much money and be so much fun.
We'll have to see what happens. We'll have to see.
Would Marvel ever do a rated R movie? I wonder.
I mean, they were close with Captain America. I mean, it wasn't a movie, but it was a series with the Captain America and the bloody U.S. agent.
Wait to see Doctor Strange. Hoo-wee!
I've already seen like certain parts of it. Yeah, and there's Woo! That.
Yeah, Doctor Strange. There's one part you go, whoo.
So then, that's and what's is it rated PG-13?
Thanks. Yeah, it's not R. It's not an R.
It's gonna be somebody. I think, somebody's got to be an R.
I think they're gonna toe the line for. I mean, it had to be Deadpool would be an R. You can't do a PG-13 Deadpool.
Maybe they'll toe the line for a little while to get people used to like, hey, we're not Marvel like this anymore. We're all over the place.
Yeah,
we'll leave the Disney Plus series is more like. Well, I don't know. I can't say that because that's where we saw U.S. Agent.
I don't know.
Do his thing. Who knows?
I'm excited for you to finally see Doctor Strange.
I know. I'm excited for you to see Doctor Strange.
So good.
Finally. I cannot wait.
All right. Well, that is all for this week. Let's wrap it up. Hula, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on social media, Hula, S-D-H-U-L-A, or no, Hula San Diego. What am I talking about? Hula San Diego is where you can find me on Instagram and TikTok. Jess, where can we find you?
You can find me with John and Tammy in the morning, Monday through Friday from 5 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 KSON here in San Diego or anywhere you are in the Odyssey app. You can also find me on Instagram at Producer Jessica. You can find the show on Instagram and Facebook at Leader of the Club Podcast.
And that's it. One more thing to throw out there for Disney Plus. Watch the Buzz thing. The Lightyear thing.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched it yet. I saw that was a thing.
It's really cool. It's really cool of why it's transitioning us into the movie. Why is this movie being made?
Also, by the way, Zombies 3 has a great cameo.
Zombies 3?
Yeah. Aren't you into zombies? Aren't your kids into zombies?
Is it out now?
It's not out yet, but they announced who's going to be playing somebody on the mothership, because I guess there's going to be aliens in this one.
Yeah, we already know there's aliens. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's aliens in this one. It's going to be a great cameo. Yeah, they announced it the other day. I keep on wanting to tell you, but I'm like, kind of want this to be a surprise for you.
I can't wait to see it.
Because it made me so happy. I don't know if it'll make you as happy, but it made me very happy reading about it.
Could we do this all day?
Could we do this all day? Yes. All right. Let's wrap this up.
Yes.
Until next time.
See you real soon.
Bye.
Bye.